Dream Horse, the incredible true story of Dream Alliance, the allotment horse who became a champion, by Janet Vokes, with Jeff Hudson, read by Charlotte Strevens. Bert Kelly Davis met my mother in the Potteries during the war. She's English, bless her, but we all have our cross to bear. Dad was pure Welsh stock, born in Aberbargoid and the eldest of four brothers. Why everyone called Dad Kelly, though, is anybody's guess. People said it was because he resembled an old family member with the same name who'd been a bare-knuckle fighter in the Rhondda Valley. His father, my grandfather, was a miner who'd scraped by but always put food on the table for them all. As if Mum hadn't suffered enough for the nationality, she had a really hard upbringing in Stoke to boot. Her father worked in the Potteries, but wages were low and she often went to bed hungry at night. No money, no real education, and for a large chunk of her life, no parents either. Her mother died and was buried on her 14th birthday. Her father passed 11 months later. Her older brother and sister had already flown the nest, so Mum was left on her own and forced to find work to keep a roof over her head. She was just a girl, poor love. In 1939, when war broke out, she was just 16 and working in the Potteries like her father, but she soon moved to an ammunitions factory when she was old enough. She struggled by and, ever so occasionally, scraped together enough money to have a little night out as a treat. I've always admired the way she looked after herself during that time. She always said that with hard work, you could get to where you wanted to be, regardless of your background or where you come from. One evening, a few years later, at a naffy dance, she met a young man serving in the Royal Air Force, and they hit it off. He was about to be stationed in Egypt, but they started writing letters to each other, and somewhere along the line, they became boyfriend and girlfriend. Dad couldn't bear his girl struggling on her own, but his mum, my grandmother, was a bit more resistant. She wanted him to marry a Welsh girl. Regardless, he persuaded Mum to up sticks and move to Aberbargoid in South Wales, where she would be closer to his family. She lodged with a young school teacher before moving in with Dad's family a few years later. They got married on Boxing Day 1946, when Dad was home for a few days on leave. I don't know how you have a marriage when you don't see each other for months at a time, but they made it work. And when my father was released from the RAF in 1949, they picked up where they'd left off. Dad was a toolmaker and turner by trade, but the war changed everything. When he came back, there was no work, so he did what everyone else in the valleys did. He went down the mines.